Cast by Business English with Christina, the greatest global community for improving your fluency and confidence in speaking English, networking with motivated professionals from all around the world, and having fun while talking about the hot topics of our time. We hold one-hour conversations on Zoom 7 times a week, Monday to Friday. Want to join the conversation? Get a 40% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code ECC40. You'll be surprised at everything the club makes possible. So join us. The link is in the notes for this episode. Now, let's dive into this week's topic. How do you deal with fake news? Hi, I'm here with Lindsay, and today we're going to be talking about fake news, a very big topic for everyone, I think. Lindsay, first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well, doing well. I'm very excited to be back to having the conversational podcast, let's say. We tested out some solo episodes. People didn't really like them so much, and that's okay. You know, I'm very much a believer in try things out, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But clearly everyone enjoyed the conversational episodes. So yeah, looking forward to doing the first back to conversation episode with you. Anyway, right. So we're talking about fake news, and I guess, I don't know, how do you deal with separating fake news from real news?
Well, it's so hard to do. So let's say I don't watch the news every day. So I'm scrolling through Facebook and I see something, you know, crazy. So I click it and turns out it's an article from, I don't know, 5 years ago. But let's say that I had not looked at that date and I thought that this was just happening. This happens all the time. So you get these buzz-worthy news stories and you're like, oh my God, this is immediate. But no, it was 5 years ago.
I've noticed that as well, especially with articles, you know, that I would say articles that came out around the time of, you know, the pandemic and COVID and all of that. And I'll click on something and it's talking about, oh, everyone is locked down or everyone's staying at home. And I'm like, wait, what? And then I look at it and it's like from, you know, I don't know, December 2020 or something. And I was like, oh yeah, right. So I think, yeah, maybe that's one big thing, is just check out the date when things were published before you get all excited about whatever the article is talking about. But yeah, but I'm like you, you know, I don't have a TV, so I don't watch the news, which I mean, I don't, well, it's not fake news, because if it's on TV, I'm pretty confident that, you know, it's been professionally produced and researched and things like that. It's questionable, let's say. Depends on your news source, actually. I would say
that's very true.
Yeah, if you're watching Fox News, maybe not. But yeah, but I do tend to not look at social media for news, just because I know, you know, we know from the previous American election just like how much social media was manipulated to spread articles to make people vote either, you know, a specific way. So I try to avoid news on social media altogether, if possible.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I know even our experiences are different because we have different news. Like you have the news that they want you to see in France, and I have the news that they want me to see in America, which is all bad. All bad.
All bad all the time, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the most important, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The most important thing for me is just, you can read an article, but then don't hold that article to the highest standard. Do some more research on it.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel like even if it is an article that's published in, let's say, an established media, you know, like a, you know, a magazine or a newspaper, et cetera, you know, I mean, all publications, they're going to have a specific angle. You know, they might be left leaning or right leaning. Sometimes they say they're center or neutral, but you know, I don't know if anything is ever truly, truly, truly neutral unless it's just the facts. And then it's like, okay. So I think, yeah, you really have to take all of that into consideration and I think just think about things and like form your own opinions, not just rely on what the media says.
Yeah, I completely agree. And a rule of thumb for me is if it sounds so crazy, it's probably satire and you should definitely check your sources before
Right,
you're like, "Oh,
exactly.
this is so true. We're going back into lockdown for the next 5 years."
Exactly. Like do a little bit of research and try to find other articles on the similar topic and maybe try to get some differing viewpoints or things like that. I would just like I think the only news that I would look at from social media would be like industry news or business news. But if it's things like, touchy topics like politics or anything like that, I'm just like, I'm not even clicking on that because you just made it clickbaity so that I would click on it and you get clicks and get revenue. And yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. So I guess before we finish up, if you had one tip to give people to help them stay away from fake news or at least be able to identify it, what would it be?
Check your sources, check your dates.
Yeah, I think that's I was going to say check out the source and maybe if it's a topic that has something important or some kind of announcement or something like that, just cross check it with other sources and see if everybody has the same story. Yeah, so don't rely on one source of information. Yeah, okay. Well, great. I think that's it for today, Lindsay. Thank you very much. Good to have you back
Thank you.
and talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening. But if you want to do more than just listen and you want to practice speaking, increase your vocabulary, and get the confidence in English that you need for your career and your business, join us in the English Conversation Club. You get 40% off your first month with the code ECC40, and the link to join us is